Dein ha-koisois. By Pesach, right, by the Seder, in between one kois and the next kois of a dalal koisois, is imrotso lishtois yishta. You're allowed to drink. If you want to drink more wine, you can drink more wine. Ben shlish l'revi'i lo yishta. Between after you benched already, between the third kois and the fourth kois, then you shouldn't drink anything more. Now the question is, v'yamrit misetsoid, if you tell me now by drinking wine fills you up, amai yishta. Why can you drink more in between the first kreis and second, or between the second and the third? As before you have your suda, before you have the matzah, why are you allowed to drink more kreises? Look, if you drink a lot of wine, it's going to fill you up, and you'll eat the matzah, maybe on a chilagasa, you'll be filled up already, you won't have a shem achila anymore. Like we spoke about before, there are two types of chilagasa. A kopon won't be a hidden mitzvah. The hidden mitzvah is to eat when you still have appetite to eat. But if your mom is full already, there's no appetite, it's not a hidden mitzvah. And sometimes you can be so full that as mamash it's a tzar for you teeth. That if it's painful for you teeth, that's not called achilim at all. So, but Azoi, why are you allowed to drink more kaisis? Ella have a rayish ramina migra gor. That you should know, the more wine you drink, it just gives you a big appetite and it'll make you eat more. Therefore, Pesach by night, you're allowed to drink more wine in between the first two kaisis. So the Rashbam, bein ha-kaisis alolu, bein ha-rishin l'sheni, and bein ha-sheni l'shlishi. Because drinking the more wine gives you a big appetite. That's why you're allowed to do it. Because once you're finished eating already, there's no more in you to have a bigger appetite. Then we say better don't drink any more wine. More than that, it looks like you're making more than four kaisis. That's no good. Mashenkein, before the Suda, then we say it's kedai to drink more wine, because the more wine you drink will just give you a big appetite, and you'll eat the matzah with a bigger tlutaiva, with a bigger hidur mitzvah. Therefore it's kedai. So Torah just speaks out, the hodi amrina perakesim of orchim, the chamr soyed, usually we say faker, wine fills you up, umesameich, and it also makes you happy. Before a shosom, the two vigara purt the story. It depends how much wine you drink. If you drink a little bit of wine, it fills you up. That's no good for Erev Pesach. But if you drink a lot of wine, that gives you a big appetite. You want to eat more and more. Rav Sheshes have Yosef v'Tanisa kol malad yomid v'pischa. Rav Sheshes used to fast. The whole Erev Pesach used to fast. For the Gemara, name the Kesav Rav Sheshes, some of the Mincha Gedolah Tanan. The Guru should have a raya, or Sheshes holds in our Mishnah. When can't you start having your Suda? For a Mincha Gedolah. That means the Guru from 12 o'clock. Why? Or Mishum Pischa. Because since that's the time when you can start bringing the Korban Pesach, we don't want you to eat while the Zman is to bring the Korban Pesach. Who? Why? Dilma Mimshach, maybe you start eating and your Suda will continue. The Yoslem Nuyah Milnevat Pischa. And you'll stop, you won't bring the Korban Pesach. So what does that do with Rosh Sheshes? Rosh Sheshes didn't even eat in the morning also. So the Chura, Korban Pesach is only from Chatzai Sayyim. But why didn't he eat in the whole, even in the morning? It says he fasted the whole day. What happened to the morning? So I tell you, V'sov Allah ki yod yom Rabbi Shia. Maybe Rosh Sheshes holds like Rabbi Shia. Omer Reb Lezer. That says the name of Reb Lezer. That Machshir Hoye Ben Beseira, that Ben Beseira sheet the word that it's kosher, that Pesach Sheshach to Shachris. If somebody brought a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach in the morning, it's also kosher by the Evid. Or maybe even with Chila, maybe. The Arab also lishmoy. If you sefted it lishmoy, the shem Korban Pesach is kosher. O mitzaf lishmoy, o mitzaf prati mara, o mitzaf rizman pisku. In that case, it's for the terrorists. O mitzaf rizman pisku. And according to Ben Beseira, even from Erev Pesach in the morning, it's the time to bring the Korban Pesach. The kula yom echaz lepischa. Because according to Shita, the whole day Erev Pesach is roy to being Korban Pesach. So Mel is very good why Rosh Hashanah didn't eat the whole day. Because he holds the pshat is you can't eat somach le Korban Pesach. Because we're afraid you'll stop bringing your Korban. And he holds like them to say, Rav, that even from the morning you're allowed to bring Korban Pesach. Therefore you're not allowed to eat the whole day. At least you can't have a suda the whole day. This Sabbath, what's Ben Beseira's pshat? He holds Ben Harabayim, means Ben Erev Yesmo, in between last night, the Erev Idna, in between tonight. That means the whole daytime today is kosher. So maybe that was Pshan Rosh Hashanah. So Mara says, Amri Loi. I'll tell you, no, that's not Pshan Rosh Hashanah. Shani Rosh Hashanah Yistin Esevi. I'll tell you, Rosh Hashanah was a poshida, was a very delicate person. And he knew himself, the Toyim B'tzafri, knew himself, if he would eat the littlest amount in the morning, Erev Pesach Midi, L'urta, by night time, he wouldn't be able to eat anymore. So a person is so delicate that he knows himself that he eats a little bit in the morning, for that he'll be full the whole day, he won't be able to eat at night time, and echnami, you shouldn't eat the whole day Erev Pesach. The Baruch Hashem, other people are that they could eat, and they still have pretty hungry at night time. Before Pesach, by night, till you have your seder, usually till you come to eat. It's very late, so everybody has to know themselves that in the afternoon you are allowed to eat things, you're allowed to eat the fruit, the vegetables, the meat, and you're allowed to eat. But I call upon you, you shouldn't fool yourself up that if it comes Pesach by night, you won't be able to eat the matzah with a good appetite. But everybody has to know himself, as long as you know that you'll eat this much meat, this much potatoes, you'll still be able to eat at night time, look, that's all right. Just for Sheshis, he knew himself that if he would eat any little bit by day, he won't be able to eat good at night, and Echlami, he wasn't allowed to eat the whole day.
Now, Lemaisa, from the first sugya, Noman Aleph, the Shaila was, can you make Kiddush on Chamar Medina? So, Pashad Al-Girs in the Gemara, the Brises all say, that ain't Mekanchen El Ala Yayin. You only allowed to make Kiddush only on Yayin, and the Kuru Huadin, the same thing was Havdalah. You only allowed to make Havdalah only on Yayin. And the Kuru, this Pshat, the Kuru, the first Mandiyam Amemar, that the Kuru there, there was, the first year he didn't think beer was Chamar Medina. But the second year, when he saw they served him again beer, he saw it was Chamar Medina. He went and made Havdalah on the beer. So the Chura Meima argues on the next prices. And this is the way the Rashbam, the Chura, learns. Because the Rashbam learns that the next prices, that after Shailam, can you make Kiddush, like Malik Kedushi Hashichram, the Rashbam learns B'mokim Shein Yayin, and this was the Chamar Medina. So according to the Rashbam, the Chura, the Maskonas HaGemar is, even when there's no wine, and the beer of the Chamar Medina, still you're not allowed to use it for Havdalah, and you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush. However, the Rosh brings down the other Rishonim, they learn Fakeret, that the Gemara's question was, can you make Kiddush on Sheikhar on beer where it was not Chamar Medina? Where it was the case where wine was very motzi, everybody had wine, and therefore that was the main drink, and people did not drink beer so much. And that was the Maskana Sa Gemara, that you cannot use the beer to make Kiddush or to make Havdalah on. But in the case where the wine is not motzi, or the beer is called Chamar Medina, like this, to be showing the Paskin that you could make Havdalah on beer. And Mikra Adin, who Adin Luchu, you could make Kiddush also on beer. But the Rosh says, yearly, the Rosh says, Afal Pish Yochel HaKadosh Al HaSheichel, even though really, you could make Kiddush on beer. Imu Chamar Medina, if a case where the beer is the Chamar Medina, still the Rosh says, Toifu Yoysel HaKadosh Al HaPas. It's better Friday night to make Kiddush on Pas, on the Challah. Kivon Shasu Debo L'Chovet Shabbos. Since this is the Pas, this is the Suda, and this Suda is coming L'Chovet Shabbos, it's an Indian to make Kiddush on this Pas. But Avada, if you have wine, the best thing is to make Kiddush on wine. But in the case we don't have wine, then instead of using Chamar Medin, instead of using the beer, it is better, Zok the Rosh, to use the Pas. But the Rosh says, Avon Ba'Boikir, but in the morning, when you want to make Kiddush in the morning, Yirush Yevorach Al HaSheicher, then it's better to make Kiddush on beer. Kreid the Bircha Samaitzi, before you use the bread. Dim Lekein, Bot Le Kiddush Al Yayin, because then if you just make Hamaitzi Lechem Noritz, there's no Kiddush Al Yayin, you're not being saying any new bracha. Like the whole Kiddush of to make Kiddush per Yayin is to do something special, that this Suda has something special. See, if you're going to drink wine or you can drink beer before the Suda, that's called you're doing something special. That's called Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshayim. But if you're going to make Hamaitzi make every single meal. So there's nothing special. So therefore the Rosh holds that in the daytime you cannot make Kiddush and Chamar, you cannot make Kiddush Al HaPas. Therefore in the morning, if you don't have wine, you could make an Chamar Medina. And the Rosh also ends off, so let's say you want to use the Kais Shel Birchas HaMazon, and let's say you don't have wine, but you want to use Chamar Medina, you want to use beer, the Rosh holds that's okay, like it's a Kal V'Chaymah. Mad if you could use, for Havdalah, Chamar Medina, if you use the beer, Asu Adin, of course, you could use the Chamar Medina, the beer, for Birchas HaMazon. Because as a man the Yom HaDabachla, you don't have to use the Kais for Birchas HaMazon. Therefore, for sure, in the case we don't have the wine, you could use Chamar Medina even for benching. Now the Mechaber in Simon Kufpei Beis in Sif Chotin Beis says that Kois Birchas HaMazon Eino Elo Shel Yayin. As the Mechaber holds that the Iker Din of Benching is only on Yayin. V'loi Mishamash Kena Filu Kobus Dos Miloyim V'yemein Yayin Motsa Boi Samokam V'yashecha Roi Shamash Kena Vichamar Medina Mavorchon Aleim Chutz Min Amayim. He said, Mechaba holds mashma like the Rashban here, that kol zman is yayin, you shouldn't use anything else. However, the Ramah says, Mashma, the Ramah holds, there is a minig, even to bench on Chamar Medina, you could use beer. However, the Ramah is also maskim, Omiyu, that Avada, that mitzvah min amukcho levorach al yayin. Therefore, the best thing is always to bench on wine. If you don't have wine, then you could bench also on Chamar Medina. Now, again, to making a kiddush on Chamar Medina, on this the Mechala Paskin, the Simon Reshayin Beis, that b'mokem shein yayin motzui, ye shemrim shemekadashin al sheikher, v'shar mashkin chutz min amayin. A some shittas hold that you could make kiddush on Chamar Medina, providing there's no wine to be found. The Yeshayim, some say, Shein Mekadishin. So the Mechaber brings down both shittas. If for the effort you could make Kiddush on Chamar Medina in the case you did not have wine. Now, then the Mechaber is Machwi like the Rosh, that says, Ula Rosh, according to the Rosh we learned before, that says, Balayla lo yikadish al HaShecher. By night, Friday night, when you're going to make Kiddush, you should not make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, even on beer, in the case we do not have the wine. El ala pas. It's better then to make Kiddush on the pas, on the lechem. Uva boika mashenken Shabbos in the morning, when you want to make Kiddush in the morning, yoyse toiv lekadosh ala sheicher, shivorach olav shakol kaidim brichas amoytzi. But in the morning, also if you do not have wine, it's better then to make the Kiddush on beer, on Chamar Medina, where you're making some special brother, bracha, rather than just not making hamoitzi, which you always make hamoitzi. It's not a hecker, it's any type of a kiddush. Well, the Achronim say that by Friday night, avada the yikam mitzvah is to make kiddush ala yayin, like midashim zachreim ala yayin. So everybody should try and have yayin to make kiddush Friday night. If you do not have yayin, then you could be samech on the rush to make kiddush on pas, on bread. However, Shabbos by day, the Achronim want to say that since the Kiddush is only midrabbonin, Samanas Machta, there you could be mekel to use Chamar Medina. In the case where you like to drink something, it's a Chamar Medina, much like a schnapps, then you could make Kiddush on schnapps. However, the problem then comes up upon how much do you have to drink of the schnapps. Mikra Adin was saying that to make Kiddush, the Kais has to have at least the revius of the liquid inside it, and you have to drink a molen lugma of roiv of that revius. Which usually by schnapps, it's very hard to do that. However, there is a minig some people are making that schnapps, that since it's a derech to only drink a little bit, like you see, they only make kiddush on a small cup. However, avad is much better to make kiddush on a kus that has a revius inside it. Now, b'havdola, the Mechaber also brings down in Simon Reis Tzadik Vov, that v'yein mavdilo nalapas, havdola you cannot make on pas, avol al ha-sheichor, but on beer mavdilin, Imu Chamar Medina. If that is Chamar Medina, then you can make Havdol on beer. Ruadin Lishar Mashkin, any other Mashkin that's called Chamar Medina, means it's the main drink that they drink, their Kaveya Suda, a very chosh of a drink. Now, at this, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Alash Mavdilin, that's also Imain Lo Yain, only if you do not have wine. V'yimyesh Lo Yain, Hu Kaidim L'chol HaMashkin. If you do have wine, then for Havdolah you should also use wine first. He says the Chazal is a Lashon Hatur really. For Chazal, it's legal gamchein begoydel mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah to use wine. For Yomru, they say Hamavdil al yain. Whoever makes Havdolah on wine, or Yishemeya miacherim shemavilim, or you hear from somebody else that is making Havdolah on wine, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu korei a Kodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu calls you a Kodesh. For Yoseyu segula, shenama v'yisem li am segula. So when you do have wine, it's better to make Havdolah on wine rather than using Chamar Medina. But if you do not have wine, or for some reason you can't drink the wine, then you could make Havdolah on Chamar Medina. So while we're coming out, the only time that really it's okay to use Chamar Medina is only Shabbos by day. Shabbos by morning, when you want to make Kiddush there, since it's only Midrabbanan to use the Kais, we say you could use Chamar Medina. However, by Kiddush and by Havdolah, it's much better to use wine, and who I did by Birchas HaMazon, if you do have wine, it's better to use wine than using Chamar Medina. Now, exactly what is considered Chamar Medina, that you could use to make Kiddushan or to make Havdalah on with the Evod or Birchas Hamazon, really Rav Moshe has a truver about this, Rav Moshe Feinstein Shlita, in the Chelek Beis, Siman Ayin Hey, and he wants to tie in that he wants to say that soda is not called Chamar Medina. You cannot use soda to make Havdalah or to make Kiddush in the daytime on. And he wants to say that Chamar Medina has to mean it's a chosh of a drink, it's something that you give a guest when he comes to your house, but it has to be something that he enjoys drinking. That you enjoy the drink for drinking it, not just because you're thirsty. As he holds that, when you drink soda, the pshat is it's a nice drink, everybody drinks it, but you drink it because you're thirsty. Or else you're very hot, you want to cool off a little bit, you drink some cold soda to cool you off. But it's not the pshat, you enjoy the drinking of soda for the sake of drinking. The mush or wine, when somebody drinks wine, he enjoys the wine itself. Or when you drink some schnapps or some beer, you enjoy the drink itself. That's what he wants to say. Therefore, he wants to say soda, even though you give it to guests when they come, it's something that's served in all the meals, it's not called Chamar Medina. However, he wants to tell you that tea is considered Chamar Medina. Because tea, when you have a guest, you give them tea to drink, they enjoy drinking the tea, but there is tea, not only because he's thirsty. Who I did maybe milk also. To give somebody milk, a guest, it's also it's a prestigious drink, milk, it's healthy for you. So you don't only drink milk because you're thirsty, you drink milk because it's good for you. So therefore, he held that b'dieved, if you don't have wine, and you don't have anything else, you could make havdalah, you could make kiddush in the daytime on tea or on milk. However, avada, he still holds that avada, the ikka thing is always to use wine. If you don't have wine, then you can easily use schnapps or else beer. And if not for that, the old tea and milk could also be used. Now, lemaisa soda, you have to know, for some people, taka, soda is something they drink because they enjoy the drink also. It's not just time because you're cold or thirsty. So, lemaisa, it's sarchi, and you have to ask somebody about this. But avada, metchila, is better not to do it. Since Ramashi says soda is no good, avada is better not to use soda. So, the first thing always is to try and use wine, or even grape juice. If not for that, beer or schnapps. And if not for that, for the effort, you could use tea or milk. Now, at the end of the Gemara we had that Rav Sheshes, he did not eat the whole Erev Pesach. And the first Gemara wanted to say, why not? First he wanted to say, because he held like them to say, that a Pesach is kosher if it's brought the whole time, any part of the day of Erev Pesach. So therefore, he holds that the Yisr teeth is machmas the Korban Pesach. So therefore, even from the morning, you're not allowed to eat. And then the Gemara says, no, could be there's no raya. Shani Rav Sheshes, the Istin is heavy. He was very delicate. So Tosfos speaks out, first of all, that Rav Sheshes have Yosef B'Tanis. So Tosfos says, Avad Alav Davkam. He wasn't really in a tainis. El Shemer after Melechu. He stam watched himself not eat. Or else Tosfos says, no, maybe he was really Mekabel upon himself a tainis. Kidei Sheyem Nizkar V'Nizar Melechu. And he should be careful not eat. Then Toi says that Mishum Pesach, so Toi brings a raya, the Yam Fagav the Hash to Leka Pesach. Like, what's the Gemara of Tavamina? That Rosh Hashanah, the reason why Rosh Hashanah did not eat the whole Erev Pesach was because he holds the Tamas Mishum a Korban Pesach, and he holds like them to say where the Korban is kosher even in the morning. Therefore, even in the morning, since that's the time you could bring Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the whole day. Frank Toi says Rosh Hashanah was not the Zman the Beis Hamikdash. When Rosh Hashanah lived, there's no Korban Pesach anymore. So why was he Machmir? So Tosfos says it's a raya from this Gemara that V'yafagav d'hash to leka Pesach mikomoko me'isa shoye b'zman abayis loy botul. The Isa that was b'shas the Beis Hamikdash is still here. The Isa is not botul. Now, then Tosfos goes to another thing. V'yafagav d'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro l'machshir elim b'dievin. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro, it's only kosher b'dievin if you bring the korban in the morning, it's kosher. But avadim mitchilu, you're not supposed to bring the korban until the afternoon, until after chatzos. So the Tosfos says, avad mitchilu oster mishum letishchad achametz, letishchad apesach ve'dayin chametz kai, because before in the morning you still have chametz in your shoes. So the mitchilu, you're not supposed to bring the korban. So the Tosfos says, mikol mokem kivin to the yevet kosher, sevir le'lahach mirshtalechum in abayka. Since by the yevet you could bring the korban pesach even in the morning. Therefore, there's a havmin in the Gemara to say that's the reason why Rav Sheshes did not eat in the morning, because he held you're not allowed to eat because maybe that would stop you from bringing the korban. So any time that the korban is kosher, even with the yevin, you cannot eat from then. Now, machmas this gemara, the way Tosis learns, that says the havmini was, at least according to Rosheshes, the reason why he did not eat was because of the korban Pesach. Even though that today, like in times of Rosheshes, there was no korban Pesach, but since Bizman there was a korban Pesach, the Chol mastered it, the Yisra is still here. So because of this, Tosis before asked the kasha of Rashbam's pshat, that the Rashbam before said the reason why the Gemara said that you should not eat in order to eat the matzah at night, why did the Gemara say in order to eat the korban Pesach, to eat the meat at night, when you still have a good appetite? So Rashbam said because we want to say Chiddush even when there's no korban Pesach. Still, you're not allowed to eat in the afternoon, today that you should be able to eat the matzah b'tayva, with a good appetite. So today is the Esakashon of Rashbam, that now a Gemara Tzimashmo, that if at the time of the base of English, there was an Issa not to eat because of the Korban Pesach, that Issa still remains. Even today, when we do not have a Korban Pesach, any Issa that was there, B'shas, the base of English, is still here now. That's why Rosh Hashanah in the Havamina did not eat on Erev Pesach. So therefore, Tosis doesn't like the Rashbam Pshat, that the reason why the Gemara didn't say Korban Pesach to eat the meat was because he wanted to say Bizman is there. So therefore, Tosis likes the Rashbam's second Pshat, that the reason why the Gemara says in order to be able to eat the matzah and doesn't talk about the meat, because the matzah is harder to eat. Like any little time you're filled up, you don't have such an appetite to eat matzah. However, to eat the meat, that you would have an appetite for. So we want to say in the Chiddush that we don't want your teeth from 3:30 today, that you should not even be a little bit filled up today, that you should be able to eat the matzah at night with a good appetite. Now, lahalocha, the Mechaber brings out in Siman Tufayin Aleph that also lecho pas misho ashiris ulamala. It's on the 10th hour on Erev Pesach, that's 3 o'clock, you're not supposed to have any type of a pas, even matzah ashira. Kidei shiyocho matzah l'tiyovin. Kidei you should not fill yourself up. Kidei at night time you should be able to eat the matzah with a good appetite. Avol oyecho mat peris, but we're allowed to eat a little bit fruit, or you rock us a little bit vegetables. Avolo yamala kris from him, but you should not fill yourself up with them. V'yimu istanis, the Ramah says, let's say somebody is very delicate. Shafilu oyecho mat mazik pachilosoi hakoloser. It's like Rosh Hashanah. If you know you eat even a little bit, that would bother you, that by night time you would not be able to eat the matzah with a good appetite, you should not eat even in the morning. You should not eat even a little bit. Then the Mechaber says that for Yayin Matla, you should a little bit more you should not drink. Mishum Denis, the Torah fills you up. If you want to, you could drink a lot of wine, because that gives you a big appetite to eat. Now, for Loshon HaMechaber, it's Mashmalul, and maybe not like the Rashbam. Not that there's an Indian, you should eat a lot of Yerokos on Erev Pesach, or else you should drink a lot of wine in order to make you have a good appetite for nighttime. The Mechaber just says that if you want to, you can eat a little bit Teres, or eat a little bit Yerokos. It does not say you should eat a lot of them in order to give you a good appetite. Who had in wine also, it doesn't say you should drink a lot of wine. It just says, if you want to, wine is alright. But it's more mashma that not to take too much, kidei that for sure you will not be hungry by nighttime. Now, exactly how much can you eat, he doesn't say, but as we spoke about before, that every person should know between himself, he just should not eat enough, that he should be filled up. Now, like even though the Mechaber only says Peiros and Yerokos, you should not eat fruits or vegetables, the Achronim say, Hu adin bosa v'dogim u'beitzim. You're allowed to eat meat on Erev Pesach, even after 3 o'clock, or else some fish, or else some eggs. It's all the main thing that's usher is only something that has chamesh aminim in it. Something that has type of flour in it, any type of flour, that you should not eat. But akol parim, the Yisrael is, you should not fill yourself up, that you should know for yourself, that when it comes at night time, you'll still have a nice appetite to eat. And also, I see, Tais also talks about that. After we said before, there are two types of anachilus gasa, of eating too much. Tais also says like this over here. Tais says that the ein achila, our Gemara's mashma, if you eat an achila gasa, it's not called an achila at all. So Tais asks the question, either Gemara Nozi says, Gabi Pesach, ze shochlu achila gasa. If somebody eats an achila gasa, goes on a pasuk, kupayshim yichosh lubom, Uparach Rosha Korosleh, Mashma is only Rosha. For the Gemara Nidu, Layavid Mitzvah Min HaMubcher. If somebody eats the matzah or the Pesach when he's full, true, he didn't do a mitzvah minamuch, or the best way, or the Pesach miyukli of it, but I call upon him, he did the mitzvah. So it's master from the Gemara, even though you're eating an achila gasa, it's still considered an eating. It's mashma, you are mekayim the mitzvah achila Pesach. So how come in our Gemara here, it's mashma, if you eat an achila gasa when you are full already, it's not called an achila at all? So Tosfos says, the Yemer Rabbeinu Tam, the trei gavne achila gasa. There are two different types of achila gasa of filling yourself up. Achas, one type is shenafshay kotzim lechol. Mamish, your heart, you don't want to eat anymore. Because it bothers your teeth. It's kotzim. It stares you. It bothers your teeth. That's how full you are. V'yaloysa potter v'yom kippur. Such an eating, if you filled yourself up right before Yom Kippur, then mamish, you can't eat anymore. And you go and take some more right away at the beginning of Yom Kippur, you're potter on Yom Kippur. Because that's not considered achila at all. And who are then? The Korban Pesach, you're not mekayim, that's not called achila at all. But the Tosfos, v'yesh achila gasa, but there is another type of an achila gasa, eating too much. Sheino misav alechel, you filled yourself up, you don't have a type, you don't have a desire to eat anymore. Ach yesh bo tam, but if you do eat some more, you still taste it. Like it's not kotz, it's not hard for you to eat, you could still eat, just that you're already full already. So that's the pshat in such a case, that you are mekayim the mitzvah, that's called an achila, but that's not the mitzvah min amuchah, that's not the right way to do it. The right way to do it is that you should be in a matzav that you want to eat more. You have a desire to eat more. So Tosfos, I v'hor de Pesach nechol al asoiva. I, we always learned that the Korban Pesach should be eaten when you are already satisfied, al asoiva. So the chur al asoiva means you're satisfied, you do not have a desire to eat. So Tosfos says, haynu she misav alechol tzas. It means you're satisfied already, doesn't mean that you're full. It just means you're not hungry, but you still have some desire to eat. That's the mitzvah min amuchar. That's called the very choshev achilah. Not that you're starving, but that you have a desire still to eat. That's called Pesach Nechal HaSeiva. All right, we'll stop here.
That was the end of the Mishnah. That even a non-Yippur person, still when it comes Pesach by night, by the Seder, he has to eat Ha-Seder. He has to eat lining down. We'll soon see what he has to eat and what is called Ha-Seder. Itma. We learned in a Braisa, Matzah Tzorech Ha-Seder. B'shash you eat the Matzah by Leil Pesach to do the mitzvah, Sechilas Matzah, you have to eat it Ha-Seder. You have to be lying down when you're eating it. Ma'ashen tein moror ein Tzorech Ha-Seder. When we eat moror on Pesach by night, we do not have to eat it b'haseiba. So Ashbam says, matzah tzorech haseiba, kishoicho matzah shel mitzvah. When we eat the first kizayis matzah shel mitzvah, leil harishoin ke b'nei choyrin, we eat it like b'nei choyrin, shel zeche legula. At that time we're doing something zeche legula, that we became free, therefore we have to show that we are free, we have to eat it lying down on the left side. Ma'ashen kein moror ein tzorech haseiba. That we eat maror, that zeichel yavdus, that we are slavery. So a slave doesn't eat becheres, doesn't eat lying down. So if we eat the maror, it doesn't have to be vasebam, only the matzah. What about yain? What about when we drink the dalad kaisois, Pesach by night, does it have to be vasebam or not? Yain, zatmara itmar, mishmei derav nachmin tzorech hasebam. One learning from Nachman was that yes, when you drink the dalad kaisois, you have to do it paseb. You have to be leaning on your left side. The Yitma Mishmei Rav Nachman, and another learning was said over in the name of Rav Nachman, Ein Tzorech HaSeiba. No, you do not have to have HaSeiba. The Shash, you're drinking the Kaisis Pesach B'Night, you do not have to drink them when you're lying down on the left side. So Chur Tzestira, Tzimura says, No, V'lei Pligi, there's no Machlekis. Ho Betarti Kosi Kamoi, Ho Betarti Kosi Basroi. There's a difference between the first two Kaisis we drink of the Dalat Kaisis, and the last two cases, there's a difference. One, the first two, we'll soon see which one. But one of these pairs need haseba, and one of these pairs do not need haseba. There's a chilek, there's a difference. So Gemara says two svaras. Amri lo, some say lahagisa, some say like this side. That the amri lo lahagisa, and some say on the other side. There is a question, does the first two need haseba, or does the last two need haseba? But lechura only two need, and two does not need. Now, with a svara both ways. Amri lo lahagisa. One way to say is on this side, say like this.
that trei kosi kamoi, the first two kosis that we drink is boi haseiba. It's one we make kiddush on, and then right when we say that say the hagodah, that has to be that one you have to drink by haseiba. B'shas you drink it, you have to drink it lying down or leaning on your left side. Why? Tahashtu to come as cholalo cheres. Because this is the time when we start saying cheres, we start feeling cheres. This is the beginning of the Seder. We're just about saying the Haggadah now. And saying the Haggadah, we talk about the Inyan of Cheres. Therefore, we have to drink the first two kaisis by Seder. The Rashbam had a little different gersa. His gersa was, Tehi shosa mishtoi v'cheres. As we're talking about Cheres, when we're drinking the first two kaisis, we're saying over the Haggadah, saying the Haggadah talks about Cheres. So, the Rashbam of Gulam, Shuaymer Haggadah. We are saying the Haggadah on the second kais. Therefore, B'shas was saying that God that we're talking about Cheres of being free is a svar you have to drink it also to show you like a king you are free that night. Hashte shamina mino diyaba koisa tzorech haseba. But this maskona that we'll soon see is that all four koisas do need haseba. Mora ain't tzorech haseba, but Mora does not need haseba. Right? But the first svar is that the first two koisas need haseba because at that time we're talking about gula. So when we talk about gula, you have to drink it there with Cheres. The Gemara says, but the second two, the last two cases we drink, you do not have to drink in Baseba. Why? My the heavy, because what happened already. Like Taisa says, my the heavy is Shekfar Omru Gula. We already said the Inyan of Gula, Lefneha Suda, before the Suda. And the last two cases is that the Bircha Samozin and the last case of Halal. But we already said the Haggadah before we had the Suda. So I first ask the question, but this svar is that the last two cases do not need haseba. Why? Because we already said the Haggadah, and that was the union of gula. So after the suda, you don't have to have, after you said the Haggadah, you don't have to do union of gula anymore. Fractosis, we just said matzah needs haseba. Fractosis, v'yaf agav de matzah tzrich haseba. We don't say a matzah. Let's say we already said the Haggadah, so we should not have to eat the matzah b'aseiba. And we say no, even though we already said the Haggadah, still after that, when we wash and have the first size of matzah, you're supposed to eat the b'davka b'aseiba. So Tazin says, Shani matzah she ikisuda, yaisim yain. His matzah, that's the ikisuda, so that's for sure you have to eat it b'aseiba. Mashenkin yain is not the ikir aseiba, is not the ikisuda, so the Sforta says, since we already said gula, you do not have to do it b'aseiba. In other words, the suda by night should be done by seiba. What is the ikka suda? The ikka meal is the bread, the matzah. Therefore, the matzah should be done by seiba. The Yai Tosa says, the yain heisav kvar b'shnei kaisas rishonim. Out the inya from yain, you already drank the first two kaisas, so that's enough. Mashen kain, for matzah, you didn't eat any matzah yet, so the first kizayis, you have to eat it by seiba. So Tosa v'yoid, sheksuva b'tayra. The posik says, zeichel echeris. The Bosse says about matzah that when we eat matzah, because the show we went out free, that we went out so fast, we did not have enough time to wait for the bread to become chametz even. So it's a simin that we're going out free. Even though really it looks like lechemoni is a poor man's bread, I'm not going to go into it. This really is the morale talks about this. That even though the matzah itself is lechemoni, it's a poor man's bread, but that is the simin of gula being free. Because a free person has himself. Mashenkin neved means he's meshubat to somebody else. He has other people over him. A lechem money shows a symbol of cheres that you're only by yourself. You're a free person. You're not meshubat to somebody else. Right? But I call upon him yesh lechel derek cheres. The matzah, since the Torah says it's talking about derek gula, because it says that b'seikam lehechemetz al shenigulu, they didn't have enough time. They went out so fast. The matzah should be also derek cheres. But Tais learns, when do we have to eat the matzah b'aseiba? Lav dafka throughout the whole meal. It's enough just the first kezayis we eat. That should be eaten b'aseiba, leaning down your left side. And then the last kezayis of matzah that we eat, the afikoymin, should also be eaten, that seichel, korban pesach, should also be eaten leaning down on the left side. Yeah. So one side of the Gemara is that the first two kezayis need haseiba, and the last two does not need. For Yamri law, the Gemara says another lashon, another svar is laigisa the other way. Adar Rabba, just the opposite. Shrei kisa basroi boi haseba. I say the last two cases we drink that needs haseba. Hayi shosa the kohevi cheres, because that was the time we became free. In other words, on Pesach by night, really the night was divided in half. Up until Chatzos Halayla, Klai Yisrael was still in Mitzrayim, still avodim, still slaves. First, at Chatzos Halayla by Makas Pecheres, that's when they first went out free. After the Chatzos Halayla, they went out free. So it's the second part of the night that were Cheres. So therefore, it's the Svaru, the last two Kaisis, that's like the second part of the night, those two need Haseba. Because at that time, we went out free. Mashenke and Shrei Kosti Kamoi. That time we drink the first two Kaisis, that's at the beginning of the night. Loiboy Haseba. At that time, we don't have to show a symbol of being free yet. The Akati Avodim Oyinu. Comma. Because we're still saying Avodim Oyinu. Like they're supposed to live through that night as if we mamash went out of Mitzrayim. So that night, Gufo, that half the night we were still in Mitzrayim, and the other half we went out free. That's really the kitzur. They say the Teres Tavodim Yino, the famous Kasha. We ask four questions, and where's the four tzrutzim? So really, they say is really it's one question. Manish Tana, how come this night we do two things? We do Zechli Avdis, and we do Zechli Cheretz. It's the theorem. Either we should show we're free, or else we should show we're slaves. How come we do both? That's the four Kashas. No, we ask two on one side and two on the other side. And the Teres says that this night, the Pesach itself, Avodim Yino Parva Mitzrayim, up until Chatzos Halayla, we were still slaves. That's why we do things to show slavery. The Yetzenu Hashem, Yisham Yechazok, Hashem took us out this night, the face of the night. So after Chatzos, we do two things also to show we are free. But that's really the terrors of Adal HaKashis. Adal HaKashis really is only one question. Why do we do two things this night, Avdus and Cheris? Now the terror says, because two things happened this night. The first if we were Avod, and the second if we were Cheris. So that's the Svara. The Svara, the first two cases, do not need Haseibim. Because at that time, we were still slaves to Mitzrayim. It's only the second half of the night that we went out free. The second half should need a Haseibim. So the Chura, there are two ways to learn here. So what's the Maskana? The Maskana is like this. Hashta Diyit Mahochi. Diyit Mahochi, there's a Svara this way and a Svara that way. It's we do not know for sure what Rav Nachman meant to say. Rav Nachman said in memory of that two of the four do need Haseibim, and two of the four do not need Haseibim. We are not sure which two yes, which two no. We have two Svaras. One Svara is the first to need, and one Svara is the second to need. So since we are not sure, the Gemara says, Edividi Boy Haseibim. That's our meaning, that all four curses need Haseibim. Since we don't know which to yes, which to no, therefore we say all four, you have to do Haseibim. Now the Ran asked the famous question here, Lechura, it's a soft, this the Indian, Bechal Dalad curses only Midirabonim. Midirais is no Chiyifta Dalad curses. And Befrat, this Indian of Haseibim, Zichir only Midirabonim, to lie down. So Chura should be a Sofik in the Rabbonin. So usually the Klal is Sofik Rabbonin go Lechula. And the other Gemara is saying Sofik Rabbonin go Lechumra. It's a Sofik, which one needs Haseibim? So if you're Sofik, you should go Lekula and say you don't need Haseibim at all. That's the Ran's famous teretz, that you can't say Sofik Lekula if you'll take away the whole mitzvah Lagamri. Sofik Lekula means you have a mitzvah, you don't know which way to do it. Do it this way, do it Lekula. But here, there is for sure a mitzvah to drink one of the two or the four Haseibim. If you don't know which one, you can't say don't do it at all. Because that's Bimavato, the whole mitzvah. When you Bimavato, the whole thing, then you don't say Sofik Rabban Lekula. So Be'echlech here, you for sure have to drink at least two Haseibim. Now, since we don't know which to yes, which to no, therefore the klal, even in the rabbonins, there's a klal, you have to do the whole thing. This is Raman Rafagad, the Baal Makamon, Afilo called Kosot Rabbon Lakula. Hocha Kivon, the Lav Milsa, one teretz is, Hocha Kivon, the Lav Milsa, the Tirchi. It's not such a big bother, Avim Laravcha, the Milsa. It's not such a big bother to drink it lying down, so we drink all four of them lying down. That's his first teretz. Kach Pirsh was out. The Lim near where the Ran himself says, you have to do it. As if here you go lekula, my neko bahani tfei hani. You don't know which two not to, which two not to. Vineko b'tavayu or mekri mitzvah save legamri. And if you be meko both ways, you're taking away the whole mitzvah. So that we don't say. You can't say something about lekula to take away your whole mitzvah. That you can't do. Therefore, the locha is the water. We have to have a saver on all four cases. And we're soon talking about the Diyev, if you don't drink what you have to, if you didn't drink a Basseib, we'll soon talk about it, we'll soon see. See, Taisis Mesutik, Taisis interesting, Taisis says here, Kula Nami Tzrich HaSeib. Taisis says, V'chol Dalet Kaisis Tzrich HaSeib. That's the Maskana, all four Kais have to be drunk, you have to drink it, lean down. B'shashtiya, when you're drinking it, not when you're making the Bracha, but when you're drinking it. So Taisis V'tzarachi and Taisis Mesutik, in Shokach Lai Hesif. Let's say you drank your case of wine and you forgot to lie down. In Yachtav Yishtish, you drink it over again or not. The Chenyam Bekais Shlishi, there's another soul. What about the third case? In Hasev, in Shlishi Lehasev, when you drank the third case, you did not lie down. In Yachol Asal Yishtas Basevim, Afagav Devein Shlishi Revi Lehishta, even though usually between the third and fourth cup, you're not allowed to take another cup, because it looks like you'd be most of on the Dalakaisis. But here, since you did not drink it by Seibam, Tais is mesupit, you have to drink it over again or not. So Tais has this for a suffix. La Loch is brought down that if you don't drink by Seibam Yikar Adin, you have to drink over again. You have to drink the Dalat Tais over again. And what then, if you didn't eat the matzah by Seibam, we pass and you have to eat over the matzah again. That's Yikar Adin, not like Tais's suffix. Tais has a suffix here, if you did not drink the Kais by Seibam, can you drink it over again? So Chura Tosis Sofik is the Brisker Rebbe's Masbam. That Chura Shalva is, what's this mitzvah HaSeiba? We're saying now, Bishash, you're drinking the wine, you have to drink it by Seiba. What way to learn is there are two separate mitzvahs here. There's one mitzvah Dalat Kosis. You have to drink a cup of wine, four Kosis you have to drink Pesach by night. There's another mitzvah Lagamri, you have to eat whatever you do Pesach by night, Derech Eris. You have to show you like a melech. You have to act like you're a free person. A new mitzvah by itself, Derech Eris. When do we do the Derech Eris? True, Bishas, we drink the cup. But when we're drinking the Kais of Yain, we're doing two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is we're drinking Dalat Kaisis, and another mitzvah is Mitzvah Saseva. So it comes out, if you drink the Kais, and you did not lie down, so the mitzvah is Dalat Kaisis, you were Mekayim. You drank the cup one, you're Mekayim the mitzvah. Can you drink it over again? No, because if you drink it over again, you're not doing another mitzvah. You didn't do the Mitzvah Saseva, so you lost out, you didn't do the Mitzvah Saseva. That's Tosfos topic. That's the start to say you can't drink it over again. You don't gain anything. Because the mitzvah is, the shash you're doing, the dalat kaisis, you have to drink them derech haseibah. But that's a different mitzvah. It's mitzvah haseibah. So if you drank it not lying down, you did the mitzvah dalat kaisis. Either save you didn't do, you lost out, you don't have the chelik of the mitzvah. La loch, we pass cannot let that. We pass if you didn't drink it haseibah, you're supposed to drink the kaisis over again. So we hold that no, that it's one mitzvah. The Rabbanan's mitzvah of Dalat Kaisis, how do you do the mitzvah? Only like leaning down. If you don't lean down, you weren't makarim the mitzvah at all. Therefore, the din is you're supposed to drink it over again, because you didn't do the mitzvah. Since the mitzvah is the Dalat Kaisis now should be done by Seiba. Who then the Achilas Matzah? The mitzvah is the mitzvah has to be done by Seiba. And if you didn't do it the right way with that Seiba, it's not called you did the mitzvah altogether. That's why Alocha Mikra Adin, if you drank the Dalat Kaisis without a Seiba, you're supposed to drink it over again. However, Lamaisa, most times we don't drink it over again. Because there is Bizman Azer, there's the Rav Yeshita to be Seimachon, but the Evid that holds Bizman Azer, we don't need Haseiba. That's usually why Noshim today don't eat Haseiba, they're potter. Even though Mikra Adin and Isha is Mechuyiv in Haseiba, but today Noshim don't eat Haseiba. Because the Seimachon, the Rav Yeshita that holds, that since Bizman Azer, we never eat Haseiba, that's not called Derech Eris. That's the Rav Yeshita. So even though we are Metchila supposed to drink the cups, we don't hold like that for a man at least. We're supposed to eat the matzah, at least lying down on your left side. And no one didn't drink the kaisis. But for the evid, if you drank the kais, and you didn't drink it lying down, you could be samech on the Rav Yeshita. Because there's a little problem involved. Because on the side you already yitza, if you want to drink another kais, it depends if you have to make another bracha baruch hu agofen or not. And the Mishmur wants to say, b'frat l'moshalos, by the beginning of the seid, the Pesach by night, we start off, we make chiddush, we make a baruch hu agofen. Now, usually nobody has in mind to drink any more wine until he drinks the second kais. Usually we just say that God to them, we don't drink any wine in between. And when we take the second kais, we make another bracha, baruch hu agofen. Now, the question is, when you made your chiddush on the first kais, you made the baruch hu agofen, did you have in mind to drink more wine? So you want to say, as far as you know, you didn't have in das in your mind to drink more wine. So if we're going to tell you you have to drink another kais, you're going to have to make another bracha. If you're going to have to make another bracha, that's the reason why after the third kais, you're not allowed to drink more wine. Because if you drink more wine with another bracha, it looks like you'd be most of $100 kaises. It looks like you're taking five kaises, and that's what you're not supposed to do. So therefore, if you would drink your first kais without lying down, if we'd say you're not yoytzei of the mitzvah, so for fallen, you have to drink it over again, and you have to make a bracha. But since for the Eved, we have the Rav Yeshita to be Seimachon that says that we're mekayim the mitzvah of the Zman is there without a seiba, so therefore he says, if you drank the kais without lying down, and you finished off the whole kais, there's no more wine left, you shouldn't drink it over again. Because if you drink it over again, you'll have to make another bracha. By making another bracha, it looks like you'd be meisav al kaises. And since you could be samech on the Rav Yeshita, therefore the meisav, we don't drink over the first kais. The second kais, however, then for sure you would drink over again, you could drink over again. Because the second kais, that's the kais we make the baruch hu agofen right before the suda. Now people usually have in mind then that they want to drink some wine throughout the meal. So when they made the baruch hu agofen then, they had in mind any more wine we want to drink should also be included in this bracha. So let's say you drank the second kais, you didn't lie down. And then you remembered afterwards. So then there wouldn't be a problem. Just fill up the cup again and drink it again, Baseba. You wouldn't have to make another bracha. Since you wouldn't have to make another bracha, it's not mirror like it's being Meisav ala Kaisis, then Nachur, that's what you should do. But the maskana here is, Akop on a Mikra Adin, all four Kaisis do need Haseba. The Mikra Adin, we hold not like Taisis Sufi. We hold that you should have to drink over the Kais again. Just the fact that Yevah was Selich on the Rabbi Shita. When you get to matzah, though, you didn't eat the first kezayis matzah. If you remember, many times throughout the Sudan, you should eat at least one kezayis lying down on the left side. Because that's not, there you're not being moistened on anything. You're right. So, Ibarra said, Prakton loishime aseba. Lying down on your back with your face up, that's not called aseba. You're not yoitzimist aseba then. Trashi, Rashpan, Prakton, pon of kapi malo, v'sheichav al churab. You're lying on your back and eat that way, that's not derech aseba. Hasebas yamin loishme aseba. If you lie on your right side, also it's not called mitzvah aseba. So Rashbam, sebas yamin loishme aseba. Shreb yamin ayhu tzorach lechol. One swari is because you need your right hand to eat with. So if you're lying down on your right side, that's not a good way of eating, because you need your right hand. Therefore, you're supposed to lie down on your left side. For lo yod, another swari is eloshema yaktim kona leveshit. We're afraid maybe the food will go down the kona, will go into the windpipe, instead of going down the food pipe. If you eat on your right side, we're afraid maybe the food will go down the wrong pipe. So there's two ways to learn. The Rashi learns here, Rashbam brings down, Shema yaktim apraktim koi. It's going on if you eat lying down on your back. Shema tesh tzavara shaykh lachurav, point of koi vasoysim. This is the way I think Rashi also learns like that. That if you lie down on your back, then we're afraid the food will go down the wrong pipe. So the Rashbam, because he doesn't like this pshat, Amai loy somcho lahai, loy asiba shimin. Why doesn't the Gemara say this time right away, if the prakton, why does the way to say if the yamin? So therefore Rashbam learns, this is another svar why you should not lie down on your right side. Because if you lie down on your right side, the food pipe is on the right side, the veshet is on the right side, the windpipe is on the left side. Now if you lie down to your right, the cover that's covering up the windpipe may open up a little bit. If it opens up a little bit, then we're afraid the food will go down the windpipe. So therefore you shouldn't lie on your right side while you're eating, because maybe the food will go down the windpipe. So that's not called derech haseba then. So what is called derech haseba? Lying on your left side it has to be. If you eat that way, lying on your right side, we're afraid you may choke. That's not called derech haseba. Mora says, Isha eitzo baila loy boy haseba. A lady, a wife, when she's eating near her husband, she does not need haseba. So Shbam says, why? Nifnei eimas baila, because she's afraid of her husband. Ukfufula, she has to listen to her husband. Umaforas b'shultas Rav Achoy, another pshat, and shultas Rav Achoy says, lav darke de noshe lemizga. It's not a derech for stam noshim to lie down when they eat. If it's not a derech for them, we're not mechaya them to lie down. This is a little bit like the Rav Yeshita that wants to say Bizman is there, nobody really has to lie down. Because since Bizman is there, nobody eats that way, it's not called Derech HaSeba. By Kol Ponim, by men, we don't hold like that. We hold the man is mechuyiv to eat Baseba, even Bizman is there. But the Mora says, V'yemisha chashuvi, tzri chaseba. If the Isha is a chashuv, a prestige Isha, so then her husband doesn't mind if she eats lying down. But if eating lying down, Tarim the Gemara was a prestige way of eating. So Svar is an Isha, she's like Kofuf. She's afraid of her husband, she's not so Chashiv, she wouldn't eat that way. But if she's a Chashiv lady, she also wants to eat in a prestige way. So therefore she has a Chiyav Tit Baseba. So Allah we pass, even though Bizman is there, they say all Noshim are Chashuvis, but I call part of the meaning is that they do not eat Baseba because they're Samech on the Rav Yeshita. But Mika Radin, the Al-Khur and Isha would be Mechuyav in Aseba, if she's an Isha Chashuvah. What about a son that's eating next near his father? Boy Yaseba. He still needs Haseba. So through Rashi, the Rashbam, he's not so bowed down to his father. Like his father likes his son, they get along, they're easy. It's okay if the son lies down in front of his father. Eboilihu. Talmud eats a rabbi mai. What's going to be the locha by a Talmud if by his Rebbe? As by your Rebbe is in your Amos Rabbi, you have to be afraid of your Rebbe. Is a chiyuv to lie down or not? Eat Haseba. Toshma. Amar Abaya. When we used to be by our Rebbe's house, by Rabbi's house, Zaginon our birke dadodi. We used to like a lie down on one other person's birke on his other lap. I used to like each one used to lie down on the next one's lap. So you see, they used to lie down. And Kiasina Levei Rav Yosef, when we came in front of Rav Yosef Amalon, Rav Yosef told us, no, you should know a Talmud when he's eating by his Rebbe does not need Haseba. You don't have to have a Haseba in front of your Rebbe. Why? You're supposed to be afraid of your Rebbe, of Yura, like you have Yura of Shemayim. So therefore, in front of your Rebbe, you do not have to have Haseba. Tashbam says, Have izaginan avirkid adori. Whereas Mikol echod nishan avirkid chaberui. Each one to be mekayim mitzvah saiba used to lie down on his friend's, avirkayim on his friend's lap, knees. And ki yasim lebe Rabbi Yosef, the rabbi molach mekayim with Rabbi Yosef. First rabbi was like the Rosh Shiva, and then Rabbi Yosef. So in later years, we went in front of Rabbi Yosef. He said, Rabbi Yosef Paskin, that a Talmud does not need Haseib in front of his Rebbe. Marish Kamara Shemayim, Yechiv as Hashem Lokech Atira. The Rabbi is the Minich HaChomim. Yehish from a Rabbi Rabbi Shemayim. But the Momesri Avakasha, it says a Bryce, the Makir Lord the Mesiv. A person has to have Haseib in front of anybody. V'yafilu Talmud Eitz Rabbi, even if a Talmud is eating next to his Rebbe, still he has to have Haseib. So the Kasha and Rabbi Yosef, and the Gemara Kitanya he Bishua Dinagri. That's not talking about a rabbi that teaches you Torah. That's talking about a teacher that's teaching you how to be a carpenter. So that's also called the Talmud to a rabbi. That if you're teaching a Talmud how to be a carpenter, so he also has to listen to you. But there he's not so kofif to you. So Rashi Rashbam Bishua Dinagri Talmid Shom Nagir Shom Lamda Yumnis. We have a teacher teaching you how to be a carpenter. So there's no inyan of Yira Shemayim over there. Therefore, you're mechuyev to have Haseibah. Iboilihu, Shamishmai. What about a Shamish? A person that's a waiter, does he have to have Haseib or not? So who the Sufik is also the waiter, what's his job there? He's kofuf. He has to listen to the master. The master tells him what to do, how to serve. So since he's like an Eved there, maybe he's not Mechuyev in Haseib. Toshima, come and bring your Raya. The Yom Yeshua ben Levi. Ha Shamish Ochal Kezayas Matzah. When the Shamish, even when the waiter, on Pesach of a night, when he's Mechuyev, he's a Yid. He's Mechuyev in Mitzvah Sos, we also have to eat the Matzah. So when he comes and eats the Matzah, Pesach of a night, Kishu Mesev, when he, Kishu Kazayas Matzah, Kishu Mesev Yotzah. If he eats it when he's lying down, then he's Yotzah's Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's a Diyak, Mesev in. He's only Mekayim the Mitzvah if he eats the Matzah lying down, leaning on his left side. Loi Mesev Loi. But if he's not leaning down on his left side when he eats the matzah, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. Shema mina boy yasei b'shema mina. There it's a clear raya that even a shamish, a person that's a waiter, pays of a night, he also has to eat his matzah dafka b'seiba. Now this is a clear raya to those shittas we showing them that learn that if you do not do the mitzvah saseiba, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But here it's clearly, it says the shamish, it says, if he eats the matzah lying down, yotza. And Rav makes a diyak, eloi meisiv light. But if he does not lie down when he eats it, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So the Kikor the more makes us see it, that we hold the mitzvah saseiva is makiv the mitzvah. If you eat the matzah not saseiva, you won't be mekayim the mitzvah. So that's why we said, Lalach, we hold that if you eat the matzah without saseiva, you should eat the matzah over again. Or at least one kezayis throughout the meal should be eaten the haseiva. First says here, if they rabbi ain't tzorach haseiva, nira de oviv u rabbi nami ain't tzorach. So let's say you have a father, and your father's a Rebbe, so according to Rabbi Yosef, you would not have to have a Seber either. Why? Because he's not worse than a Rebbe. You're Rebbe, you don't have to have a Seber. Who then, if your father is also Rebbe, you do not have to have a Seber. This is Taisu Shita. So according to Taisu, you have to say that a son has a bigger chi of Yira in front of his Rebbe than he has in front of his father. Because Tamazah, your father, we say there is a chi of Tava Seber in front of. Just in front of your Rebbe, you do not have to have it. Other Rishonim are not like that. Other Rishonim learned that avada for a father also, a son has to have year and covered for. So what's the chiddush in the Gemara? Why does the Gemara say in front of your father, a son does have to have a saber, he does have to eat lying down, and in front of your Rebbe you don't have to? So some Rishonim, the pshat is that stam your father is moichel, that's the pshat. Avada stam is a son has to have year for his father also, and it wouldn't be nice to eat lying down in front of your father. There's a svara though, your father for sure is moichel, you. Mashenke, and your Rebbe is not for sure, he's not, give you permission, teach that way. Allah and Nami, if your Rebbe does give you permission, then you're allowed to have a Seder also in front of your Rebbe. So, Nafkumin would be what Taisa says. According to this Pshat, let's say your father is your Rebbe. So according to these Rishonim's Pshat, you'll still be Mechuyev to have a Seder. But even though your father is your Rebbe, but as a Svara, a father is always Meichel, a father always gives permission for his son to eat by a Seder in front of him. So even though your father is your Rebbe, even though in front of a Rebbe, you can't have a Seber, that's because Tam a Rebbe maybe doesn't give you permission. But the Svar is in front of your father, for sure he's Meichel. So the Loch is not like Trace. The Loch is that in front of your father, even if it's your Rebbe, you have a Chiyat Tit Seber. Because the father for sure is Meichel at Fayday, he left his son eat Seber. Upon your Rebbe, it depends if your Rebbe is Meichel or not. So usually today Rebbe is Meichel, if you have eaten in front of your Rebbe, the Chura, it depends if he's Meichel, yes? And if he's not Meichel, you won't have a Chiyat.
Right. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi,
Noshim chayoves barba koisas halolu. Anisha leil pesach, she's also mechuyev to drink the dalak koisas. Even though luchurid is a mitzvah seishas man drama, which usually noshim are potter on a mitzvah seishas man drama, still here the mechuyev. Why? The Gemara says, anu svaram, sha'af hein hoyub yoyska neis. They were also part of the neis of Yitzias Mishraim. So first place speaks out,